You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Good afternoon, nerdy dudes and dudettes, and a special shout out to my blurs out there, because this episode is dedicated to you. Because what? She gonna be black today? She gonna be black today? She gonna be black today? Yeah! I love that song. That song is on my getting pumped to put on a cosplay playlist solely for the fact that she gonna be black today. I love it. I love the vibe that we're giving on TikTok, where we're proving that those words are not going to control what we do, and we are going to cosplay who we want to cosplay, and that's it, period. So, as you can tell by the intro and where I'm going with this, today I'm going to give the spiel, the tea, on why I personally don't cosplay anime characters as often as I cosplay from Disney or from comic books. And I can't wait to get into this with you. And anime includes video games as well, because they're kind of in the same group with this mess. So yeah, let's talk about it. So I was scrolling through TikTok, and I just decided to check on some of my favorite cosplayers' TikTok pages. And on those TikTok pages, one of the first or most recent videos they had was them talking about their hate for their most recent cosplay from an anime or a video game because the character is not black. And the comments just got progressively nastier to downright racist and atrocious. And we all know this happens, but it's unfortunate that we all know this happens because that means it's been normalized. It's normal now for people to do that stuff to people that cosplay from these genres. That's ridiculous. It should not be normalized. Being racist and being mean and bullying should not be normalized. That is not okay. So I just want to kind of talk about that and how it's affected me. I did originally love cosplaying from anime. I did, but I've never really done it on the internet outside of the Akumi Mito pictures that we've all seen I took at ASIN. Or those pictures that are coming out soon of me dressed as Arisu Otani from Fruits Basket. And I'm already prepared for the hate I'm going to get for that one. But I think that it's not so much a racial issue to people as it is a skin tone issue. Because you do not see white cosplayers being attacked for cosplaying anime characters. They're not being cosplayed. And the people that are attacking these black people doing these cosplays from like anime and video games, they're not Asian. 95% of the time, they're not Japanese people. Like, they are white people just feeling like trolling. And it's so stressful because it's like, how can you tell me that I'm not able to do this because of my race when you really just mean your skin's too dark to be that character? And that's so degrading, because then in the same breath, you'll see people getting tans and putting like brown paint on their skin, which is modern day blackface, to do characters like Moana, Pocahontas, and Tiana. And it's like, no. Or that one girl who did, I cannot remember the name of the character from Apex, and did it on Twitch live, and she just painted her skin brown when she really could have just done the character. If she did the hairstyle and the outfit, we would have known who she was. She didn't have to paint her face brown. And I'm not going to paint my entire skin tone a certain color so that I can fit what everyone believes this character should look like, or the mold, that this character fits in. That is one, extremely time consuming. I don't know if you've ever painted your entire body, but painting your entire body is not something that you can do within like an hour or like 30 minutes. Painting your entire body is something that takes so long to do. It's super time consuming and it's exhausting. And I don't have the time. I'm a busy girl. Okay, I'm a busy bitch. When am I going to have time to do this? And I definitely don't have time to do that at a con. But also, it's not easy to just cover my skin and make it lighter. It's not like I can just like No, it's not easy. So then there's that too. And it's just mad frustrating because it's like, well, what do you want from me? If I paint my skin lighter, am I allowed to cosplay as this character? Or does it not matter either way? But then in the same breath, when that girl did cosplay that character from Apex, everyone was like, oh, well, she's from a different country. She didn't know. There's no racism there. And it's, first of all, that's the most ignorant take I've ever heard. There's racism everywhere. There are no country on this God-given earth that there's no racism. I'm sorry. It just doesn't, no, there, it's everywhere. It's invaded Africa. It's everywhere. Okay? It's everywhere. So let's not pretend to be ignorant here. So she knew exactly what she was doing. Especially because there's so much normalized blackface in Europe, so let's just start there. But on top of that, I think that she didn't even receive the hate that she should have received with how disrespectful that was. But that hate's being directed towards black cosplayers who are doing nothing disrespectful outside of dressing as their favorite character. They're not changing or altering their bodies. They're just dressing as their favorite character. They may wear color contacts, I'll give you that, but that's it. And it's not an attack on the contacts. It's not an attack on the hair. It's not an attack. Sometimes it is, though. Sometimes it is. If we make the hair curly and it's not supposed to be curly in people's eyes, they attack us for that. Ridiculous. But most of the time, it's just that character's not black, so you can't cosplay them. Well, if I can only cosplay characters that are black, that is a very, very, very finite amount of characters that I can cosplay, which is very frustrating. And then what about black coded characters? You know what I'm saying? So like, for example, Garnet and I honestly would say Ruby from Steven Universe are black coded. Very much so. And it's like, can other people cosplay those characters? Yes, anybody could cosplay those characters because they're the colors red and purple, or red and magenta. So it's like, are black coded characters off limits? Or is the characters not black coded? Am I allowed to cosplay them? Or am I only allowed to cosplay characters that don't have a white skin tone? Is the white skin tone the problem? It's this nonstop, ridiculous circle we keep going in because it's like no one wants to give a finite answer. So then it comes down to, is it just people just wanting to share hate? Is it just people just wanting to be angry? Like, what is happening? What is going on here? All I know is that I don't do well with receiving large amounts of hate for something I'm not doing wrong. And I know that sounds dumb, but I literally cannot handle it. I mean, like, yeah, I could block people and I have done in the past, but I know my mental health cannot handle the hate I would receive. So that's why I do it once in a while. And I know when I posted it on TikTok in that like freaking trend where we were all doing the like, I did not like the Godfather. What? Peter, really? You know that Family Guy scene, that trend? I said, oh, I don't like cosplay any of the characters. And I did get comments saying that I really, you would be so cute, you would be so good at it, you should totally do it. Like, we'd love it if you cosplayed anime characters. And a lot of growth from cosplayers comes from cosplaying anime characters. You know what I mean? I get it. But I feel as though it's like, are you going to be there to stand with me when I'm dealing with all the hate I'm going to receive? And the worst part about it is, it's not I may, it's not I'll probably, it's I'm going to, I will receive. Like, I don't have the patience. And especially because a lot of these cosplays that are receiving so much hate are gorgeous. They're fantastic. Kewdiepie Sensei did a cosplay and it was absolutely stunning. And she received so much hate for absolutely no reason. I was lost. I was like, wow. And there's a video game cosplay that I've been like contemplating doing. It's called Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn. And there's this one outfit that Aloy wears I really, really want to bring to life. But I'm just like, oh, I can hear it now. I can hear it now. I can hear it now. But I like, that's why I say they're few and far between. The cartoon characters, the Disney characters, and the movie characters and pretty much book characters and everyone else, they just don't receive the same amount of hate as these characters do, which is really frustrating. And it hurts me and pains me to see my black brothers and sisters being called all different types of versions of the N-word and just nasty, bad words and mean-spirited things just because they're doing something they love. I can't. I will fight with them. I will stand with them, and I will attack people in their comment section. But I cannot be the forefront of that. I can't. I can't do it as often. The people that cosplay anime all the time that are black, you guys are amazing. You guys are strong, and I wouldn't be able to do it myself. And this is just me being candid and in depth and just honestly honest with you guys about where I'm at emotionally with that. My mental health can't handle it. And it's so sad that my mental health can't handle one type of cosplay. Like that is just depressing to even think about it, which makes my mental health worse. But yeah, so I love that sound. She's gonna be black today. I love that people have been using it to prove that I did this cosplay and what. And I absolutely love that the love that they and support that they're getting, and that we need to keep having that come through, because the cosplay community is only as toxic as we allow it to be, and we have to stop allowing this community to be toxic. And I'm just not talking to my black brothers and sisters. I'm talking to everybody. Everybody as a whole, we need to create a better community. I'm done with this toxic cosplay community, and I know you guys are too, and it's time to change things. And it's time to stop things like critiquing people's cosplay. Like, why are you critiquing their cosplay? If you think you can do it better, then do it better. But like, don't critique their cosplay. It's not your job to critique people's cosplay from the internet, or saying nasty things because their character is not black, or attacking lewd cosplayers because you feel like lewd cosplay is not cosplay, or bikini cosplay is not cosplay. It still counts. Please, just know it counts. Let's not sit here and try to classify what is cosplay and what's not cosplay, because you sound freaking crazy. Okay? No, we're not doing that. So I feel as though I just am glad I have this platform to be honest with you guys. And in the next, like, we're gonna talk about like the truth about like what is cosplay, because I feel like this needs to be gone over just like one more time. Just one more time. Okay, so let's give a little backstory on cosplay. Cosplay has been around since about 1939, and the term was coined in around 1984. Cosplay has been a way of fans to just show appreciation for the different things they love in pop culture. It's expanded from just comic books and anime to TV, music, movies, etc. And as some people like to coin it as it's Halloween all the time. I don't like to do it. I feel like the Halloween word kind of cheapens it, but that's basically essentially what it is. And so there has never been really finite rules to what cosplay is. The eventually it's just be respectful has been the only finite rule that I've been able to find that I have been living by in this world. And I think that the problem is that so many people haven't learned anything about what cosplay is, or just learned about cosplay through TikTok. This is a new thing to them. So they are not really hearing where it came from, where it started, what it's about, what are the rules, what is it supposed to look like. So they don't understand that things like closet cosplays exist. And that's really huge in the fashion world on TikTok, where everybody's just doing like, let me dress like this character, let me dress like that character, etc., which I absolutely love. Some of my favorite content. And then you have the beautiful like bathing suit cosplays. You can even just buy them at like Hot Topic and wear them to conventions so that you can cosplay by the pool. Don't get in the pool at conventions. I can't stress that enough. You have like full-on cosplay. You have people that just love to just wear a closet cosplay, but they love to just make a really cool weapon. I mean, everybody cosplays what works for them in their own way. And I feel as you have Disney bounding, which is, I guess, a form of cosplay that's up for debate, but it's super cute. It's a way to just kind of closet cosplay your favorite Disney character without going against Disney's costume guidelines in a way. So, I mean, it's honestly what feels good to you and what works for you. But the truth about it is that there are no rules. Just be respectful. And so telling someone that their race forbids them from being a certain character is ludicrous because it doesn't make sense. It's like, why? Because I can relate to a character regardless of if they have my same skin tone or not. That's That's just, there are a lot of black characters I don't relate to, but there are a lot of black characters I do. There are a lot of white characters I relate to. There are a lot of white characters I don't. It just kind of just depends. So I believe that sitting here and just not having these open and honest conversations about what's going on in the community is what's hindering it. And that's why I'm like, I'm just gonna tell you guys, like, I don't particularly like to do this. I'm gonna give you my explanation as why, and I'm gonna be honest with you and say I will do it. I'm not saying I will never cosplay from an anime or video game. That's not true. Like, I love both. I'm going to eventually cosplay from them. It's just not gonna be the main source of cosplay you're gonna see on my page. You're mostly going to see Disney because that's what I love to do the most. And that's totally fine and that's totally okay. And yes, there are people that will still attack you and say, Tinkerbell's not black or Elsa's not black. And to be honest, I'm just not going to argue with those people. They just will be blocked and blessed. But I just want this to be a conversation starter for the community. I just want us to be able to just really just talk about ways to fix this because everyone should feel like cosplay is a safe space for them. It's a safe space for us weirdos to just be our beautiful and authentic selves and not a place where people are going to tell us how to be and how to act and what to do and make rules where there were none because it can make things like conventions an unsafe space. And if you want to hear more about safe spaces at conventions, definitely check out Nerdy Girl versus BlurredCon, where I talk about POC conventions. But the safe spaces are so important, but we shouldn't have to create our own safe spaces in cosplay. Cosplay should just be something that should be okay for anyone to do at any time. And I haven't even touched plus size cosplayers and how much hate they get because the body policing on all of these apps is absolutely ridiculous. And the hate that plus size cosplayers get for just existing is ridiculous because just because that character is not plus size doesn't mean a plus size cosplayer can't cosplay that character. Like, you sound dumb. Just let people cosplay that character. You know who I am, regardless of the size I am or the color of my skin. You know who I am. So why does it matter? You were able to understand that when you said Black Cinderella, that I was Cinderella. So why can't I just be Cinderella? You see what I'm saying? Why do you have to emphasize the fact that I'm plus size Cinderella or I'm Black Cinderella or I'm Mexican Cinderella? Like, that's weird. Like, I'm just Cinderella. That's what I'm trying to be. The end. End of story. Like, that's so crazy to me. And I honestly, the more we allow these people to see how stupid they sound and correct them is the better it will be. And to be honest, I have hope for cosplay's future. And as the newer generations get older and learn more tolerance, the tolerance that our elders didn't have, the tolerance that even people in my millennial age don't have. It's more the more tolerance we learn and the more understanding of respecting people and what things are okay and not okay to say, the better it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I hope you guys take away from this episode. So what can we say to wrap this up into a bow? Let's see. I feel as though we've kind of just pretty much said everything. Well, I pretty much have said everything. If you have opposing opinions or if you'd like to learn more about like the history of cosplay or if you've got questions, definitely hit me up. This is something that I love and I'm passionate about, so I've done a lot of research on. There are different types of degrees of cosplay, and there are honestly people who will make videos and will say things about certain cosplays and say they're not accurate or they're not valid. All cosplay is valid to me. As long as you're being nice and respectful, all cosplay is valid. Do not let just some person on the internet invalidate your cosplay just because they have hatred in their heart. And I know that's easier said than done, but I need you guys to know that. So in the end, support your favorite cosplayers, stand with them, show them love, be there for them when people are attacking them in the comments, shut those people down with them and have their backs and make them feel like they are wanted in this community. Because if you aren't a POC cosplayer, you have no idea what the hell they go through. So support, stand together. Let's do this and let's make this a better community one day at a time, one supporting friend supporting another at a time, because this community doesn't have to be toxic if we choose not to allow it to be toxic anymore. So let's stand together and let's do this. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.